The Council for Francophone Ambassadors represents about 25 bilingual countries with the goal of promoting the speaking of the French language. The Council invited Ghana to become a member of the group. The leader of the delegation, Bernard Ehui Couture, who is also the Ivorian ambassador to Ghana, presented a four-point agenda. These include intensifying the teaching and learning of the French language in schools, collaboration between Francophone countries and Ghana in the area of education.
À cette fin, nous souhaitons, Monsieur le Président, la mobilisation des médias à travers les ministres en charge de la communication. S'agissant du deuxième point, Monsieur le Président,
to increase efforts in promoting the French language and Francophonie in Ghana, whilst the second one is to further develop cooperation with Ghana in the area of education as well as other related areas. The third item is the strengthening of relations with the International Organization of the Francophonie, OEF.
President Akufo-Addo said Ghana will accelerate diplomatic relations with Francophone countries. He indicated that Ghana's geographical location justifies the need to prioritize the teaching and learning of French.
We are islands in the Francophone sea in West Africa. Therefore, it is absolutely essential that we find a way of bridging the gap and maintaining very close relations with our Francophone brothers and sisters. And that reinforcement is the basis for the success of the ECOWAS community. ECOWAS is to be a really vital and meaningful regional organization. It means that the relations between the French-speaking and the English-speaking members of ECOWAS are very, very close. The dream has to be like that. Ghana becomes like Cameroon or like Canada, which are bilingual countries, automatic bilingual countries where everybody speaks English and French. That would be the ideal.
This is the first time the group has met President Akufo-Addo, and with the president, a fluent French speaker, the meeting was conducted in a friendly atmosphere.
Brighton Sharma filed their report.